Timo Schmidt and Florian Foltz started their cycling trip across Europe last June. Their route included cities like Paris and Athens, but they weren't going on vacation. The two had something else in mind, as Timo explains.
We cycled 71 days, roughly 3,000 kilometers across Europe, the Balkan route, to follow the journey of refugees in reverse, so to say, with our bicycles, visiting a lot of campsites, refugee camps, integration structures, and so on, to gain an insight into the experiences, everyday struggles, failures and successes of refugees.
Timo and Florian both study international studies at Leiden University in the Netherlands, so migration is a familiar issue to them. Back in 2015, they both followed the massive influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants into Europe, particularly along the Balkan route. But they also noticed that when migrant numbers dropped significantly the following year, so too did media coverage.
Media attention has somewhat decreased, but surely enough, the lives that are stuck in between those borders haven't disappeared. So one of our main intentions was to go and find out for ourselves and hopefully also multiply that information, what happened to these people.
The two guys visited refugee camps, talking to the migrants as well as the NGOs and volunteers working with them. At times, traveling down the Balkan route was extremely demanding. It was the physical challenge of cycling more than 70 kilometers a day, witnessing the dire conditions in the camps, and talking to scared and frustrated migrants fleeing war.
I speak with government, with all people from Europe. Here, very difficult. Here, no safe for my family.
That encounter with this Syrian man from war-torn Aleppo will be included in a documentary that Timo and Florian are now producing about their journey. It's called Refugee Roads. A crowdfunding campaign last October raised around 6,000 euros for the project. And the two students are working closely together with filmmaker Tali Zimbade from Avalon Films.
Timo and Florian came back with over 70 hours of film footage, which is a lot of material, even for a documentary. And early on, we came up with the idea to not make a long documentary out of it, but rather divide it into separate pieces to make kind of like a web series out of it.
Greece, Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria, and so on. In each country, Timo and Florian heard the same stories and saw the same desperation. And they witnessed the hopelessness felt by migrants, even those who'd already been in Europe some time, like Malik from Afghanistan.
Then I met Malik, who showed me all these documents. He was in Germany beforehand, and he showed me all these documents, certificates he had. He had even a gym card from Berlin, all these sort of things, but he was sent back.
My life is all gone. Like, I don't understand why. Why they do this to me? Maybe they like that playing game with me, but I don't like that. You know, I'm just going to ask somebody, like, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to ask it, like, why this happened to me.
At times, these experiences proved overwhelming for Timo and Florian. The pilot episode of Refugee Roads is set to be released at the end of March. But the men have bigger plans for their project.
In addition to the web series, we're also trying to make like kind of like a transmedia project out of it, which means we will also create a website and also upload more videos of the journey. For example, extended interviews, which of course we couldn't include in its full length in the web series. So that people who are really interested can not only watch the series, but also take it a step further and get more information over the webpage and really follow through Timo and Florian's experience.
Florian and Timo are also looking at other ways of raising awareness about the problems these migrants face. Here's Timo again.
Mostly what we're doing now is about integration. So we've worked with quite a few people on that front. We had a symposium in January where we had professors, academics, NGOs, etc. coming together to the university to talk about this. And this is still ongoing, and I think a lot of projects would grow out of this. So, of course, this is also a bit of an appeal. If there's an interest, please just get in touch with us. We're always open for new ideas, and I think we're quite enthusiastic about this topic.
In the French city of Dunkirk, improvised music provides a break for a group of migrants at their makeshift camp. It's one of the more upbeat moments in Florian and Timo's long journey down these refugee roads, a journey that has inspired them to share their experiences and motivate others. Paul Jäger, DW, Bonn.